Today we have one of the most important chapters that you are going to hear in Uncle Balta so far, and it's how to flex without spending money. First of all, what is flex? Flex is presumir. People also use the word flex when you are, for example, if you are a bodybuilder, you are flexing your muscles, so you are showing your muscles, something like that. When you flex, you show your potential. But here is the key. You need to flex only when it makes sense and in the way that will help you. Most of the people, they don't have a strategy to flex. That's why they buy expensive cars, they try to go to expensive restaurants, but they are not building a brand. They are just wasting resources. You are going to do the opposite. You are going to spend money to make more money. And some people will ask, what about humility, humildad? And reality is that humility is good just sometimes. Most of the time, you need to show your potential. When you show your potential, for example, your strength, you avoid fights. Nobody wants to fight with a person that is strong. If you show your business, you attract customers. People want to buy to a business that is reliable. And if you show your potential as a man, you can have also a lot of sexual partners. So that's why today I'm going to show you how to flex in a smart way. And I want this phrase, I want you all to remember this phrase. The artist is more important than the art. There are a lot of pieces of music, songs, YouTube videos, books, any kind of art that you can imagine that is buried in the algorithm, que está enterrada en el algoritmo. Nobody knows that art exists. Why? Because the artists haven't put the work to improve their personal brand and their value as an artist. If you check the case, for example, of Michael Jackson, why Michael Jackson is Michael Jackson? Not only because he could do everything, he could dance, he could sing, but also because he knew how to work his own brand. If you want a more recent example, well, not that recent, go back to the years 2000 and check the group NSYNC. In the group NSYNC, there was Justin Timberlake, and there was another one that was better looking, that looks better than Justin Timberlake. But Justin Timberlake was more charismatic. He really knew how to show all the things that he had. So that's why you want to be the same. You want to show your potential in business, in love, and also as a man. So that's going to, I'm sure that this episode is going to help you a lot. By the way, today I went to the beach in the morning, so my tongue is kind of relaxed, but I will do my best, because maybe I will record this episode in Spanish later this week, but I can tell you that if you follow the steps since now, you can get a lot of value from this podcast. Before starting, I want to say thanks to the sponsor, as always, to me, inglesparacholos.com. If you want to practice English, go to inglesparacholos.com. I mean, don't waste your time trying to memorize shit that you will never use in your life. And also remember that the best way to learn is by doing. So inglesparacholos.com, and don't forget to share this podcast with your people. Google Podcasts and Spotify, they will find me with my nickname, Uncle Balta, Uncle Balta. So time to get started. What is the first thing? Because, you know, I'm sharing this with you because I used to be in the stupid camp of people. I used to buy expensive cars all the time. And when you buy expensive car, it's true that, yes, it kind of helps with the perception. But the amount of money that you're investing in that doesn't make sense if you know how to use that in better alternatives. Here are some, for example. You can flex your network. Who is your network? Your friends, the people that surround you. If you are surrounded with people that are powerful, rich, or popular, that also give a sign to the rest of the society that you have part of this power, money, and popularity. So that's why your contacts are important. Talking about contacts, what is also something that you can flex are your customers. The better quality of customers that you have, the better quality of business you have. So that is kind of your presentation card. If you have good customers, that means that your business is good. And here is an Uncle Balta tip. This is something that nobody is going to share with you, but you know, I spread here all the wisdom. And it's always try to help your customers in the same way that you will help your friends. Because eventually your customers will become your friends, but not all your friends will become your customers. What I'm trying to go with this is that if you help your customers to make more money, if you give some little advice, you know, how to make more money, they will be very grateful because you are helping them. And second, they will have more money to buy more of your stuff. So everybody wins. That's why you want to help your current customers. When they grow, now they will spread the word and they are good publicity for you. They will say, hey, that manager is working with you. That is the celebrity is working with you. So that is a nice way. And you have the knowledge. You have a lot of knowledge that you can share with these people. Help your customer as they were your friends. The next one is about women. If you are surrounded with good women, that is a nice signal for the rest, especially for in general, the society. If you are surrounded with good women, other women will chase you because there is this principle that we discussed yesterday of being oversubscribed. What it means that women understand that there are a lot of people chasing your dick and they want to rush. If a woman knows that there is no other woman chasing you, even if you have a lot of value, there is a high chance that she's not going to feel motivated to go for you. It's not coincidence that many men that are married, que son casados, they had a lot of opportunities because women says, if a woman decides to get married with this guy, means that he is a good party. That's why a lot of women love to steal couples. Les gusta robar parejas. So just by surrounding yourself with good women is a nice way to flex, not only to other women, but also to other men. I can tell you, most of men, everything that they do, going to the gym, being successful, dressing in a nice way, going to the party, to the clubs, is because they want to get laid, quieren acostarse. You can be sure, if women didn't exist, if women didn't exist on this world, there were not luxury. I heard this phrase on a podcast, and it's totally true. Let's say that, imagine that we were just men. Nobody will try to flex a nice Mercedes or a nice BMW, because what is the thing of flexing when you only have men? Doesn't make sense. The same principle appears when you are playing pichanga, when you are playing soccer with your friends. If you're playing with them soccer or whatever, just between guys, you dress like shit, you go with your pajamas because there is no need for flex. So coming back, it's like men do everything for sex. And if you have good women surrounding you, you get the admiration of them. And that is also an extra point for you as a professional. Sounds silly, but you will see that it works. Let's go to the next one. Taking care of your pet. Kind of sounds unrelated, but if you take care not only of your pet, but also if you take care of your car, of your things, people start to admire you. How many people you know that they have their car like shit, their dog, they don't walk the dog, it looks bad. Rich people appreciate the time that you put. And with Armando, for example, now I'm giving vitamins. So his fur is a supelaje, looks better now. I'm giving vitamins for his fur, also some vitamins for his liver. Now he has more energy, he looks better. And I don't do it just for flexing, but I can tell you, whenever we are walking nearby Chacarilla or those fancy neighborhoods, everybody stops to say hello and say, hey, you know, this is a nice dog. So even your dog can be a powerful tool to attract potential customers and women. The next one is hire people, contrata gente, to do basic stuff. A person to clean your car, a person to clean your house, a person to walk your dog, and a person to prepare your meals. When you have people that work for you, that give you kind of some status, that person is able to hire people. Here is the trick, that hiring people makes sense, but just if you hire as an employee, now we have a problem because now you have to pay every month. But if you just hire like per hours, that person can work more and you are then available. You don't need to tie yourself with that person. So try to hire, for example, I have a person that goes once per week to clean the cars. A person that cleans the house. If I clean the house, how many hours that will take me? You want to use your hours in the way that you are most efficient. And you don't need a person to clean every day. I can tell you here in my house, in my other house, the person comes just every 2 weeks because nobody's here. So it's easy job, you know, just twice per week, twice per month, and I pay just 80 soles for that. For the preparing the food also, I have a person that every 3 days let me the food for the next of the days. And also I have a person who walk my dog. I walk Armando, but I also have someone. Just by hiring people, people will say, oh, if he has the chance to hire other people, means that he's doing good in a financial way. And if he's doing good in a financial way, there is a high chance that his business is working. The next one, and this one is interesting, and I want you to pay close attention, But before I want to share my WhatsApp, +51 9890239386. If you want to hire me as your personal, not personal trainer, but personal coach in fitness, English, or in for my audiobooks, you can go to my WhatsApp, +51 9890239386. By the way, maybe we are going to come back to the culinary videos. I just met a woman some days ago, so I think we're going to start doing some fitness videos. Let's see how it goes. Let's go with hire coach. If you go to the gym, everybody try to have a personal trainer in different ways. Some people pay like a bribe, how can we say bribe? It's una coima. People pay bribe to the trainer so they can train them during their hours of trainer. That is wrong. Other women offer sex in exchange for being trained by the trainer. But I can tell you that is not exactly flexing. You only train when you have a coach that is first popular, rich, and well-known in the industry. So it's not the same if an average trainer trains you than if a very, very popular trainer trains you. And popular people and respected people, usually they don't want to work every day with you. They will just give you the instructions. So if you find a good coach, you will meet with him maybe once per month. You can take a picture with him because his authority also is going to help you. And not only that, you follow what he tells you. Remember, your coach is not your babysitter. If you want a person to babysit you, he's not going to give you all the knowledge that a coach can really help you, can give you. The next one is good quality of clothes. More than brand is good quality of clothes. Rich people, and you will find out this, rich people, they don't go to buy, you know, big logos. They don't have big logos on their t-shirt. If you check especially the billionaires, you will never see a billionaire trying to flex a Gucci, you know, because their brand is more valuable than the Gucci brand. And that is the thing. If you really believe that your brand is that valuable, you don't want to show other brands because it's kind of watering down. You're watering down. Estás bajando el nivel a tu marca, saying that the other brand is higher than you. That's why you want to flex your own person. And the best way to do it is by wear nice clothes. Good material, but with no logos or very small logos. I have three extra that I want to mention here. You can flex also your lifestyle or your schedule. The ability of doing whatever you want, whenever you want. For example, today I went to the beach with a friend. She's a cool woman. Maybe you will see her later. I also sometimes go out with women in the afternoon while everybody's working. That is a nice way to flex because you can organize your time. People desire that shit. And being able to organize your schedule is so fucking easy. But first you need to understand how to monetize your skill. But that is for other chapter. Where I'm trying to go with this is that by having a nice lifestyle and a nice schedule, being able, and here I want to give you like a gold nugget. I used to go to the gym at 6 a.m. because my friend Carlitos, he had to work at 8. So I used to go with him to the gym at 6 a.m. We work out from 6 to 7, 7:15. And then I came back to my house. You know what is the problem when you go 6 a.m.? First, that you are so fucking tired because there is a high chance that you haven't slept your hours. Second, you don't meet people because everybody is running in the morning. People who go at 6 a.m., they don't open conversation. They just run. And you don't meet most of the business owners don't go at 6 a.m. Many people try to make you believe that business owners go early. No. Business owners tend to go after 10 or 11 a.m. They work in the morning. They wake up early. They wake up sometimes 5 or 6. They work 2-3 hours, and that is all of their workload per day. The rest of the time, they just take a breakfast, relax, and go to the gym. If you go to the gym 10 a.m., between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., you will find out how many business people are there. And why they go at that hour? First, because there are less people. Second, because they can handle their schedule. And third, because the best women that you will see at the gym usually go between 10 and 4 or 5 p.m. That is the time frame for the best women. Between 10 and 5 p.m. And here is like what I call the chicken and egg, el huevo y la gallina. is the rich people, wherever the rich people are located, the good women will go, and also vice versa. You have good women, rich people always. Nice women, big ass, sexy women will follow the money, and the money will follow them. So that is kind of a loop. So flexing your schedule is a good idea. You can also help flex your health. I don't want to go deep because we have already a lot of fitness episode, but reality is that if you are driving a Lamborghini, but if you are a pig, if you are so fucking fat, that is not a good way to flex, because your car is fat, but you are a piece of shit. You barely can move, you don't have energy, you struggle to breathe. So that is not a nice way. You want to be balanced in everything. So you want to have money, but also you want to look healthy. Low fat percentage, check how your skin looks, how do you walk, also that's important. Successful people walk straight. They are not what they call like a bow, like doblados. They are always stretched. And also your mind. You can flex your mind health. If you check, everybody's distracted these days. People checking their cell phone. The thing of the cell phone, you don't realize how bad it is until you overcome the addiction. Once that you overcome the addiction of the cell phone, you see everybody else like with their neck just looking down all the time while they are walking, or even worse, sometimes I see at the gym people, women and men, doing exercise while they are checking the cell phone. And you realize like these people are killing themselves and they haven't found out. You want to show that you have good mind, you have a healthy mind. And one way to do it is as simple as, for example, do things that require attention. When I do a podcast, for example, now, or everything that you do that requires attention, say, oh, that person is focused. You only can be focused if you know how to organize your life. By the way, you can also flex your skills. It's something that I haven't mentioned. I should have mentioned this at the beginning. But your skills, knowing another language, is a nice way to flex. I can tell you, whenever we have an American neighbor here in Surquillo, sometimes they have like American, and the woman from the bodega, she ring my bell, please, can you talk with American? Sometimes at the gym also, they have an American customer, nobody can talk with him, so I can do it with him or with her. That is a nice way to flex, because if you know another language, means that you have more understanding of the world, that you consume other places' content, and that is why you want to flex. Any skill that you have is good, but the languages, you will be surprised how good it is. And also for women, if women know that you have a good English and you do all the rest of the things good, you look good, you walk in a nice position, you are confident, just by knowing the language, that will give you an extra point with her. And last two that I want to mention, rare things, cosas raras, also are a nice way to flex. When I had the strongman thing, that was a way of flexing. It's like, you know, I have so much time and money that I can build my own fucking gym. That was a nice way to flex. And you are not throwing the money away, because that gym allowed me to hit a lot of people's attention. And then I was able to monetize that. So that is not the same as buying just a car and allowing the car to depreciate. That is an investment that brings attention to your brand. Experiences. Try to invest in experiences that are not only going to make your life feel better, but also you are getting the attention. Because it's sad if you check the average person. The average person these days is like, their life is just, you know, wake up, go to work, then a little bit of social media, maybe go to the gym, and then go back to their house. That is the everyday of a person. So if you can have exotic experiences, that is a nice way to flex. And having exotic experiences is not that expensive. You can rent, today that I went to Macaja, you can rent a board, I think, for 30 soles or 40 soles. You can surf, puedes correr tabla, and you can just upload that video. 40 soles investing, and you share that with your people. And I don't want to wrap this episode up without mentioning the one and only Rick Ross. And Rick Ross mentioned this, is what is a liability for one man is an asset for other man. So what can we take from his wisdom of this black guy Rick Ross? Is that always there are way to monetize things. So let's say that you like cars. In my case, it's like, yeah, cars are cool, but it's not something that takes my breath away. But if you really like car, okay, you buy the car, but ask yourself, how can you monetize this shit? Maybe you can record content about that. You can, I don't know, like have like a lot of business reunion where the car is present and can help you. It's not impossible, but you need to find a way to justify. Every time that you want to buy something that is expensive, try to find a way to monetize it. And talking about expensive things, you know what is also a nice way to flex? By buying implements or tools that are good quality for your business. For example, a good microphone is something that is going to allow you to flex. If you check the Zoom meetings, people sound like shit. Buy a good microphone. How expensive it is and how good perception it's going to offer in front of your customers, in front of the person that want to hire you. Imagine that you have a job interview and your microphone and your setup looks better than the interviewer. Now you are above that person. Investing in microphones. I love speakers because, as you know, I consume a lot of podcasts. So I love speakers and headphones. In speakers, my favorite brand is JBL, JBL, and in headphones is Bose, Bose. Investing in those things, there is no way to lose money because a little investment that is good quality will make your workload feel less, tu carga laboral feel less, and you're going to enjoy more producing. If you make cool working, you are going to feel like you are not working. You're going to feel that you're just doing your hobby. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I will try to check if I can upload maybe this on Wednesday or Thursday to the Spanish podcast. We will see. But remember to follow also my WhatsApp channel where I upload this episode. If you want to contact me, remember inglesparacholos.com or you can go directly to my WhatsApp, +51 98 90 23 986.